My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their soon-to-be-released new CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Did the Capitol Steps come up with a theory for what happened to this plane in the Far East?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, you know, people aren't tossing out enough of UFO conspiracies, but I really think that we should be questioning David Copperfield.
He's made things like that disappear before.
That's right. He's very famous for making airplanes disappear. So it might be his, you know, I'm back, baby.
Yeah, because, you know, the last time he did it, I assume it wasn't moving. So
That's true.
If you're going to one-up yourself. Yeah, exactly. So, and of course, the media loves this, and I'm sure you're enjoying the fact that every discussion of this starts with, we don't want to speculate, but what do you think happened?
Here we go. Yeah, I just read one now where they, you know, they're just saying basically maybe it was just stolen and landed in some archipelago out in India. You know, the Indian Ocean, I mean.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on with it?
Could be, yeah. People have come up with all sorts of James Bond theories and all sorts of other things. So.
Well, at least that's better than, you know, the worst case scenario. So let's keep, you know, at least if there are going to be some wacky scenarios, at least, you know, it's just landed somewhere.
Yeah, let's hope everybody's okay, even though. Yeah. The likelihood of that is pretty low, but, you know, you never know. All right, on to our topic of the day, which goes along with the Capitol Steps song of the day. We are now in mid-March, and for me that means the NCAA tournament's about to start. And for a bunch of other people, millions of people perhaps, if they're contemplating signing up for Obamacare, they only have a couple weeks left to do it. So this
the other March Madness.
Right. It just seems like it was just October, Mark, where everything was falling apart.
That's right, and now it's kind of limping to the finish line, and no one really knows what the numbers are. I assume they're not good, otherwise it'd probably be on the front page of the paper, you know, the Democrats touting how great this was, but right. Who knows?
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously when this happened in October and the website was at its worst, it's still not great, but it's better than it was, the frustration was mounting and everyone was talking about it. And of course, the Capitol Steps put together their own classic version of the frustration many Americans were feeling.
That's right. So here we have a young lady with her first experience with healthcare.gov.
Here we go.
I was really excited to find out that I was going to be able to get health insurance because of Obamacare. Well, there's just one little problem. What's that error code? This site isn't fast. Should I scream and shout something really crass? How did I get as stuck as this? Oh, what's that hourglass? I don't know how to log in. Where to start? It keeps clogging this darn thing. Still buffering. Days I've grown sick of the site healthcare.gov. I don't think I can take this. Why'd Barack try to do it? He's a man with great big plans, but this stopped me in my tracks. It might be quicker to apply by fax. Should I call support? Is my info gone? Should I click refresh? Turn it off? Funny with my pre-existing conditions. With each click, I get more sick. And so now I'm trying the 800 line.
Thank you for calling Obamacare. Your call is somewhat important to us. My name is Kevin. And you have reached our call center in Dallas. If you're having a heart attack, press 1. All other calls, stay on the line until your condition goes away on its own.
Well, now I'm cured, all right. I died last night.
Oh, Mark. Very, very funny. And what a great voice. I don't know who that singer is, but she has a beautiful voice.
Oh, she sang that song great. Yeah, that is Jenny Corbett, one of our many talented performers.
Excellent. Yeah, that's in addition to the great writing and the great humor, the performances, the vocal talent, the dramatic talent, which you have to see in person, obviously, is well worth the admission to the Capitol Steps show. So what other stories you guys following closely this week?
Well, you know, we've got, you know, poll numbers still have Hillary as the number one, you know, Democratic presidential hopeful. So we've got some things with her in the works. You know, we love when everybody starts positioning themselves for the next presidential race, because that's when, you know, there's just so many characters in the mix. It really makes it fun and easy for us.
Yeah, you got Bernie Sanders, the guy from Vermont, who's an avowed socialist with the crazy hair. I mean, that's a comedy troupe's dream, right?
Well, he's been a mad socialist, though, for, what, like 30-some-odd years. So
yeah.
I think outside of Vermont, I don't think a whole lot of people are gonna get it.
Yeah, possibly not. And then, of course, on the right, you've got, I think it's Rand Paul and Ted Cruz gently sparring over which one's more like Reagan in foreign policy right
yes,
now.
Yeah, exactly. And then poor Rubio standing in the background saying, but, you know, what about me? What about me?
You know, we still got to get through 2014 before this stuff really heats up.
You know, supposedly the Senate is, you know, in the balance of possibly going over to the Republicans. Who knows? It looks like the Republicans will probably hold on to the House, but those are always make for fun times as well.
Absolutely. And so if you do get new people, you know, new characters for the show. So
well, it's just the rehash of the old people, but just in different positions. Right? Same old familiar facelifts.
Exactly. Mark, have great shows this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Again, their forthcoming CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.